Ninth pack of Saita, Mishnah Yud. Yechonin Kohen Gadol. Famous Yechonin Kohen Gadol from the Alanizim. Heve Hidoes Meiser. He said that people should stop saying Vidui Meiser, even though there's a halacha that one is supposed to say Vidui Meiser at the end of the Pesach time of the 4th year and the 7th year of the Shemitah cycle. But in that statement, he would say, give the Meiser to the Levi. And the Meiser, Ezra made a takona, a kanas to the Levi that did not come back in the Bayis Sheni period, that the Meiser should be given all to the Kohen. So since you cannot say, I gave the Meiser to the Levi, he said, don't say this Nusach at all. Ahu Bitalism Oivim. He also was Mavatal the Levium from singing by the Mizbeach, Ura Loma Tishan Hashem. Wake up, why are you sleeping, Hashem? Even though the tefillah was really just made in a way to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have special Hashgacha over us. But it sounds bad. It sounds like we're saying Hashem is sleeping, but Chas V'Shalom is not sleeping. Be'ez HaNoikvim also, they used to have a minig of making a little cut in the forehead of the korban, so the blood should fall into the eyes of the korban. It should be easier to hold it down. Remove this, stop this minute, because it looks like you're making a mum in the korban. Instead of that, he made a takona that should have metal rings. They put the head of the animal into the ring and close the ring on him, and this would hold the animal in place. Ad yomav yomatish padish magbi Yerushalayim, up to his time, and cholamoyim, they would permit a person to bang on metal, to do metal work, if it was for a dover or avid, something that would take a loss if he doesn't do it. But he asked that because it makes too much noise and it causes a zilzal cholamoyim. But yomav ein tzach adam lishal al demai. Originally, if they found that the person was an amoris, they wouldn't buy from him, because they have to take off all the trumas mices again. He made a takana that we don't ask questions and we treat everybody unless they have a special chazaka that they're a chavra as amaratzim. But he made a certain leniency that they don't have to take off truma gedola because they were not concerned that the amaratzim will not take off truma gedola. In those days, they all took off truma gedola. And also the Maisa Rishon and Maisa Onor, he would not have to give away to anybody, because since it's a suffix, he could keep it for himself. So the only thing he had to have to give away was Truma's Maisa. And Maisa Sheni he'd have to redeem.